It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo post-game, that quote made the rounds for sure, as a lot of people heard it and thought, what is he talking about? And I just noticed this now, kind of went over my head the first couple times I heard it, but he's like I said in the locker room. Said that in the locker room?
Apparently.
You said, hey guys, we really controlled that game out there. Like, I understand, you know, you want to try and soften the blow. It was a one-score game. And listen, all in all, in the totality of everything that happened yesterday, I can live with a loss like that. I can. I don't, you know, like, I didn't expect him to win a lot of games this year. I didn't expect him to win that game. I didn't even really expect him to get within one score. I can live with a loss like that. You don't want to lose, but that's acceptable to me. You know, a one-score loss where you fought till the end and, you know, your defense had some problems, but then they were able to kind of sack up at the end there. Same with the offense. I mean, the offense wasn't great all game either, but they made plays at certain points when it counted to keep themselves alive, and it was never really a blowout or anything like that. Like, I can live with that. You know, we talked about different kinds of losses. Like, that's the type of loss I can tolerate. That, the Seattle game, close ones, you know, where you were competitive and you hung around. They were competitive in that game. But you controlled the game. We controlled the game. You didn't control the game. You held the ball longer because they were scoring quickly. But that's not controlling the game. That is a wild way of looking at it. And I don't know. I wonder how that landed in the locker room. I wonder how they sort of heard that and were like, yeah, like, on offense, do you think they were thinking, yeah, we really controlled that game? You put up 22 points, which is more than you usually do, and you did have the ball for a long time, but do you think the defense felt that way? You think the defense felt like, yeah, we were really in control in this game? They couldn't have felt that way, could
no.
they?
And I do wonder, like you said, how it was received, because when you address any large group of people, employees, students, whatever, some are going to roll their eyes at what you say, for whatever reason.
Right.
And that feels like a little bit of a potential eye-roll moment, because if I'm a veteran... Devon Godshaw, although he made some weird comments about, like, he thought they were better than the Rams and we have more talent and
yeah.
whatever. And I'm like,
okay,
what roster you look? Because I think the Rams are the far better team
mm-hmm.
with talent, like quarterback, wide receivers, defensive front. Like, I think totality, the Rams are a more talented team. They certainly have the better coaching staff and more proven scheme and McVay and everything they did there. You just heard John Jones kind of rave about it and mm-hmm. the way they move things around and make it tough to cover those guys and challenge a defense. But to say you controlled the game in a game where you blitzed, couldn't get there, and you gave up a 69-yard touchdown. Okay, say that maybe that's true. You controlled everything else, and they hit a one-off. Well, they got a strip sack on you and scored immediately. Okay, there's two portions there where it feels like you didn't really control the game. If anything, I thought that's when it was really going to go sideways for him after the strip sack and immediate touchdown. That felt like a real momentum swing. But, I mean, Matthew Stafford was kind of having fun out there, it seemed like. Like, mm-hmm. he seemed to really enjoy his performance. And when you have two receivers with, you know, 100 yards each and get them into the end zone and you have four touchdowns, probably a reason why you're having fun. You're jogging down the field, essentially mocking the other team by yeah. like, did they really zero blitz me, Matthew Stafford, Hall of Fame quarterback? I can and I have those receivers.
Who was tearing the blitz apart all through
right.
the first like, half too. I mean, that's the book on him. Matthew Stafford's not some rookie. He's not some guy
no.
that you don't have any tape on. Like, you know, you're not supposed to blitz him like that. And I think that they felt. Here's my just sort of random take on it without knowing any real inside information. But if I'm looking at this through the lens of how they game planned and how they schemed everything, it's almost like Mayo said, you know, that blitz really worked against Chicago. Let's just keep doing it. You know, let's just see if that works here. And even in the first half, after you see it's not working, I mean, he's in that second quarter, he was getting whatever he wanted to, and the blitz wasn't getting there and never got there, and they just start off the second half doing it again like that. You know, like, you reap what you sow eventually. Like, you have to understand that that's not working, and it wasn't working at all, and it's not the team that you try and do that against. I just feel like they think they're out of options. They're limited in the ways that they can attack some of these offenses, especially ones with savvy veteran quarterbacks and good wide receivers. It's not an easy task for them.
But I'm failing to sort of tie this all together. So fourth and goal from the two,
mm-hmm.
you don't go for it.
Nope.
But Matthew Stafford, you say, I'm going to go zero blitz and see if we can get there
right.
and hope that he doesn't hit one of his all-pro caliber receivers down the field. Like, it just, there's just an inconsistency to the way this all kind of comes together week to week. Even the game plan thing, you said. You have said you're a game plan team, just like Belichick was. So week to week, we're going to change things dramatically yep. based on the opponent to do what we think is best to beat that opponent. And yet you felt you could beat Matthew Stafford the same way you beat Caleb Williams. You could beat the Rams the same way you beat the Bears offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes no sense to me. They're totally different. I mean, is Sean McVay going to be fired this week? No, he's not going to be. Shane Waldron, my buddy, love him, mean it, but he got fired after that performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't – that carryover idea makes no sense to me, especially when I feel like it's kind of a outlier.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the simplest idea yeah. when you have a number one corner is tell him to cover that guy and just point at whoever you think is the most dangerous on the other team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you go back-to-back week outlier? It's like overthinking. I don't even know what to make of it, but it didn't work. They didn't adjust, and Gerard Mayo then goes in the locker room, and maybe he was trying to say we did some good things today or there were times in this game where we played well enough to win. To me, those are true. If you phrase it that way,
mm-hmm.
but to say you felt like you controlled the game, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me. Offensively, maybe for like a quarter, you controlled the game. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
On one side of the ball for like a quarter, you may have controlled the game. But everything else, all three phases, it was at best competitive, and at worst, they controlled the game.
Yeah.
In some of the things they were able to do. So it's another one of those where not only does he say too much sometimes, he just flat out says the wrong thing.
Yeah. I mean, that happens. It's happened a lot this year, to be
sure. Too much.
And I think that with Mayo, identity's big for him, right? Like, this is our identity. This is what we're going to do. He said it from the beginning of the year. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play defense. We're going to win games that way. Blah, you know, like, this is us.
So go for it on fourth and goal for the
two. Like, what was the old defensive coordinator on the Steelers with the 3-4?
Dick LeBeau.
Dick LeBeau, right. Yeah, exactly. Like, he was like,
this
is our defense. We're going to come out here and do it. This is how we execute.
Blitzburg zone blitz and everything.
And listen, Dick LeBeau is a legend in football, obviously.
Yeah, but then he would blitz.
Right. So
at least he stuck to it. This is a team that wants to run the ball, play defense, be physical, tough, control the line of scrimmage. How many times have we heard that?
Mm-hmm. We've heard it a lot.
And you can't go for it on fourth and goal?
No, you can't.
Because your defense, if you're a defensive team, if you go for it on fourth and goal, where does the offense take over when you don't get it?
Right there.
Right. So you trust your defense. Mm-hmm. Control the line of scrimmage. Like, you're controlling the game. You just told me you're controlling the game. If you're truly controlling the game, then you control the offensive line of scrimmage and score. Woohoo! If that doesn't happen, no big deal. We're controlling the game. We'll control the defensive line of scrimmage. They'll punt out of their own end zone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take over at midfield.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. There is an inconsistency in the layering of their identity or how they approach things or who they want to be that I don't know why that is, especially when he is a CEO head coach.
Yeah.
He's not so busy running the offense that he gets lost in the offense.
Yeah.
He's not so busy running the defense that he gets lost in the defense. He's supposed to be kind of
in charge of the vibes.
Yeah, pulling it all together,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
and it is poorly pulled together.
Yeah, it is. And I think there's an element of stubbornness to it, which is sort of the LeBeau point I was making there, is that he sort of thinks, yeah, you know what, we're going to create this identity for ourselves, we're going to stick to it, and even if it's not working, we'll do it until it works. And I think that's part of why you didn't see Christian Gonzalez shading Nacua or Cooper Kupp. And I think that's part of the reason why you saw them keep blitzing, even though it wasn't working. They were getting shredded. I think that's part of it. Like, hey, this is what we do. We're going to go out there and do it, and we'll make them adjust. And then when they adjust, you don't have a follow-up for it, is what it seems like. We just asked Jonathan Jones about the halftime adjustments. He said we didn't really make halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does that tell you? They gave up 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, and you don't make any adjustments? Well, it's not really about the adjustments to what they're doing. Well, it should be. You know, that should be something that you maybe emphasize a little bit. I was shocked to hear that answer. And I know it's not exactly what he said, but, like, that was the gist of it.
Sort of the implication.
He's like, yeah, you know, it wasn't really about making adjustments at the half. And it's like, well, okay, I guess we saw that, because coming out of the half, you blitzed everybody and they scored a 70-yard touchdown. So, you know, yeah, I guess you're right. You didn't make adjustments.
Well, and that's where he falls back on, and I know every coach does, execution, right? We didn't execute well enough. We need to execute. Sometimes you can't execute better, right? Like, I don't know how much better they can blitz, how much more often they're going to get there, how much better their pass rush can execute. Sometimes you're just limited by talent and ability, right, and makeup. And isn't that where coaches come in to try to cut a corner, find an advantage, like some way scheme something up.
Mine for some kind of advantage that you have.
And I think they've done that too much this year. Even going all the way back to the beginning of the season, DeMarcus Covington on back-to-back weeks said, it's not really about scheme, it's about players executing. Well, if the players can't execute what you're telling them to do, that might be on you. You might be asking them to do things they're not capable of, right? They can't do well enough. So then it is on you to find a way to create a scheme or a game plan where they can, therefore, execute. So the defense I told you coming in I thought was overrated, but it's more overrated than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very good defense right now.
No, it doesn't look that way. Certainly not against good teams and good offense.
9 sacks. Woohoo.
617-779-7937 if you'd like to chime in here. The Andy Hart plan, which we've heard all about since before the season
not
even started,
this one.
Really. The Andy Hart plan has a new feature to it, and it involves a disgruntled Cincinnati wide receiver, maybe not the one that you're thinking of, but we'll get to that. If you heard, listen to the Six Rings post-game show, which I actually missed it yesterday. It's the first week all year
doing?
That I missed it. It's my wife's birthday. I couldn't.
So?
So I couldn't listen to it.
You couldn't put us on in the background?
No, I couldn't.
We are very romantic.
No, I had to put on Sade. You know, a little
nice,
Barry White
instead.
Yeah, hey, listen, you know how it goes. Anyway, if you heard it, you already know about this. But if not, we'll get to the Andy Hart plan right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.